Hello and welcome to a SearchSQLServer.com podcast. I'm News Director Mark Fontecchio. This May, the Professional Association for SQL Server, commonly known as PASS, will be holding its second annual Business Analytics Conference. In addition, next month, the group plans to host a 24-hour online business analytics event. With me to talk about that online event is Denise McInerney, Vice President of Marketing at PASS and a data engineer at Intuit. Welcome, Denise. Denise, this is the second year that PASS is holding its business analytics conference. Why do you think this is such an important topic for SQL Server pros?
Well, the world of data and our industry is changing so rapidly. More and more organizations are trying to figure out how to derive value and serve their customers better, leveraging the vast amounts of data. They're a great position to move into the next stage of our careers and be part of this really exciting wave of development and innovation that's happening in the data space. And in order to help our membership and help those data professionals participate in that, we are bringing the Business Analytics Conference for the second time, where we'll be providing content and expert speakers on a variety of topics related to data analytics, everything from information architecture to predictive analytics to data visualization.
Great. So when PASS is holding its one-day online event on business analytics next month, what do you expect to be the highlights of that event?
Well, that event, 24 Hours of PASS, which is an online free event, will feature speakers who will be presenting topics and presentations at the Business Analytics Conference. So it's like a preview. So I think one of the great things about it is you'll get a sense of the breadth of content that we'll have at the conference. And specifically in the analytics side, we have everything from predictive analytics for absolute beginners, which I think is going to be a very popular session and one I'm looking forward to listening to, all the way to advanced analytics in Excel 2013. So whether you're trying to make a transition or just want to learn about what's happening in the analytics space, or you're somebody who's already working in that space and wants to hone your skills and get to the next level, we have something to offer you at 24 Hours of PASS.
Great. Now, what are you and your company, Intuit, doing to improve business analytics around SQL Server there?
So personally, I have two projects that I'm working on that leverage SQL Server 2012 for business intelligence and data analytics. Like every other organization, my company has a lot of data and a lot of need and a lot of interest in using that data. Most recently, I delivered a data warehouse solution for one of our business units using SQL Server 2012. And most of my end users are very comfortable with Excel, and they all use Excel pivot tables to access our OLAP cube, and they are getting enormous value out of access to that data. There was so much pent-up need and demand. Business professionals want to use data. They just need to be able to access it and have it presented in a way they can understand and leverage it. And already the product managers and the marketers that are customers of my data warehouse are changing how they drive the business based on the value they're able to get out of the data.
And in your opinion, what kind of advantage is it for, you know, SQL Server to run in concert with Excel, for Microsoft to be owning both of those? Because like you said, business users are so used to using Excel. So how beneficial is it to be able to, you know, get some of that data into Excel so that business users can kind of massage it themselves?
Danger. Really, it is. Because if knowledge workers and business users can use tools they're comfortable with, they have a business to run. They have a job to do. They are less likely to invest a lot of time in learning how to code or learning how to use more complex tools or tools they're unfamiliar with. By giving them access to a tool that they're familiar with, they immediately embrace the solution and literally use it every single day. And the seamlessness with which the whole Microsoft Business Intelligence stack works, using the SSIS, the ETL tool, SSAS for the OLAP cube, all the way up through Excel, really made it a lot easier and quicker to get the solution into production.
Great. Well, that's all I have for you, Denise. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. And
well,
hope to see you at the Business Analytics Conference.
Absolutely. Hope to see you there.